There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Curry will lob it into Draymond. Draymond back to Curry. Pump fake. Fly by. Three ball. Got it at the buzzer. Classic Curry and Draymond to set that up. And the Warriors go to the locker room with a 9-point lead. It's 54-45 at the break.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
And you're about to be listening to Steve Kerr. Look, how fun is this start to the season?
Pretty fun,
how
Mark.
How great is this?
I mean, not as great as it could be.
I mean, they could be 7-0, I guess.
Could be, should be, and yeah. You decide.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. You asked that one to Steve. Steve, what happened in that one? What the hell were you guys doing?
I mean, 73-9 still on the table, am I right?
Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. It is time for Coach Kerr. We love our weekly visits with Steve Kerr. And it's presented by Great Clips in Sports. Success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're great. And listen, we want to jump right to this. There's 1,000 Warrior questions to ask. We'll get to this. But we certainly wanted to give you an opportunity, and I'm always fascinated by your answer. It's election night. What are you feeling? What are your emotions?
Well, I'm hopeful. I think we're in a weird position as a country where, you know, the last 8 years there's been all this controversy with election legitimacy questions that aren't actually questions. They're just conspiracy theories. And I'm truly hopeful that this is the election to put that to bed and say, all right, look, this is elections have in my entire lifetime, guys, they were never questioned until Trump came along. So, the most important thing in our democracy is for everybody to understand these elections are fair and it's the will of the people. And that's what democracy is built on. And that's my biggest hope. Obviously, I know who I want to win. You guys know who I want to win. But yep. More than anything, I want our democracy to thrive, and I want to stop the nonsense with all the conspiracy talk that comes from Trump and his people.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And I mean, you and I and Mark, we all go far enough back to where you win some and you lose some. But when you lost them, it was like, okay, we'll get you next time. When you win, it's like, okay, let's work together and make this work. And as you were giving that answer, I couldn't help but picture somebody like twirling their finger in the air after the election, like, oh, we need to review it. We need to review the call. Yeah. And like, it's I'm only making it like farcical because this is obviously far more serious. But just the idea of like an NBA game where a call happens and then somebody twirls the finger and then you get to decide whether or not, you know, you actually want to follow through with that review or not. So that's just where my amateur and childish mind went, Steve.
Yeah, and unlike plays that happen in the NBA, there's nothing subjective about a vote. You vote for one person or the other. It's not, this is not block charge, you know.
Good call.
And the machines that we use, by the way, were proven, have the Dominion voting systems that were questioned, and actually, I think Fox News lost almost $1 billion, if I'm not mistaken, because all of their commentators kept saying that the machines were tampered with, and none of it was true. And so we have a great election system. We have a democracy. We get to decide. We're so lucky in this country to have this power. And so to try to throw it all away by claiming conspiracy theory just in the name of, you know, having your guy in power for the next 4 years is just nuts. And history of our country, as we go back and forth, we one side to the other. My biggest hope, honestly, is that that the Republicans can get their party back. If Trump loses, then, you know, let's get them their party back, and we get some sanity back in, because we do need a strong Republican Party and not a conspiracy filled one. And we get that, we have a much better chance to achieve some a lot of our goals and create a more unified country, I think.
Steve, I'll tell you this. I don't drink a lot, but I'm drinking tonight. What are you doing tonight? Are you up all night? What's the plan here?
Oh, I haven't watched. I haven't turned my TV on all day. I've been watching Boston tape. I've been watching our tape from yesterday. I'm about to go get dinner with some friends. And I don't even know if I'll follow too much until tomorrow morning. I don't expect anything tonight, so I might just try to get to sleep and wake up and look at my phone and see what happened.
Well, the only thing scarier than an unsettled election is Boston tape. I mean, is that a horror film? What are you seeing, Steve? Because, my God, I mean, taking Atlanta behind the woodshed and what they're doing, I mean, can you even watch that without having the blanket half pulled out over your eyes?
Yeah, somebody asked me yesterday. They say, got two big things coming up with the election and the Boston game. And I said, yeah, one is a lot bigger than the other. I mean, you've seen how good Boston is.
Right?
I mean, so yeah, this is a much bigger deal than anything. Now, these guys are awesome. They're, you know, obviously defending champs. I coached three of them over the summer with Jason and Drew and Derek White. And you know, there's a reason they're the best team in the league. They're loaded with talent. Got a great formula. Well coached. So this is a great test for us. You know, it's been such a good start. 6-1 is right where we want to be, but this is a major test, and it'll be good to see how we stack up.
Steve Kerr with us, as he is every week on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Steve, we might have touched on this last week, but I think it's worthwhile to dive in a little bit further. I'll just tell you the way I translated it. Draymond Green, after a game last week, after one of the wins, spoke publicly on how he really hated the way that last year went. Obviously, we knew that. But there's something about his demeanor that makes me believe we've got ourselves a brand new Draymond. What do you see?
I see a guy who is playing at a high level, who's having fun, who's doing a great job leading. And, you know, to be honest, it's what I've seen for most of the past 10 years. I know who he is. I know what a winner and a champion Draymond is. I think he clearly got off kilter, you know, last year and the year before several times, and it hurt us, and he knows that. And I think he's really committed to getting the best out of this team and to helping his teammates and being the best version of himself. And honestly, I'm not surprised, because I believe in him so much. I know what a winner he is. But he's so emotional and so passionate that it can get the best of him sometimes. And it's our job to help him through that.
And it looks like you've done a good job of helping him through it, and he's helped himself through it, because I'm with Mark. It's a whole new Draymond. And actually, we're now seeing Draymond the scorer as well, three straight games in double figures. Is that a conscious effort by Draymond, or is the game just coming to him and he's making the most of opportunities?
I think the biggest thing is he's playing the four most of the time now. And as a four, he has to be a scorer for us. He's going to be open on the perimeter. He has to shoot the three. Three for four last night, 39% last year. I don't think this is a fluke. I think, he's not going to be a high-volume guy, but he's going to be in that corner with Trace or Loon at the top and the offense running through a high screen and roll with the center that puts Draymond in the corner, and he's got to be willing to take and shoot that shot, and he has been. He's knocking him down, but we're trying to forge the identity of this team, and the identity is a little different. The last couple of years we've gone small more often than not with Draymond at the five, and we've recommitted to playing big with Trace and Loon and Draymond, and that means Draymond's at the four, so it's a different look.
Steve, how did Steph come through last night?
Great. Yeah, I saw him this morning. We didn't have practice, but he said he felt good and no problems, so he'll be ready to go tomorrow.
I also wanted to just throw this at you, and I know there's no moral victories at this level of sports, especially for an organization like yours, but I think a lot of people are looking at your start and they're going, okay, this is some pretty good stuff. Now let's see what you guys do the next three games. Like, what would you say to a fan that's like, let's assess after these three?
I would say you're exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, the in the course of 82 games, you just the schedule you can go back and forth. Your health, lots of stuff can happen. And you know, if you win six out of seven in February, it doesn't get on the radar as easily as it does when you win six of your first seven to start the season. So, I know everybody is singing our praises, but the schedule has been kind to us to this point, and we're about to play probably the three best teams in the league the rest of this week. So, great test for us. No matter what happens, we've got a ton of work ahead of us. I'm excited because when I watch the tape, I see all kinds of growth ahead of us. But it's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take some time.
You're playing 12 guys still, and that's with D'Anthony Melton still out, so maybe 13 is on the table. And I heard Buddy Hield earlier today on a national show talk about your simple and direct communication. Has that been something that you've been focused on not only this year but throughout your career as far as managing 12, if not 13, men in a rotation?
That's the only way I know how to coach, is simple and direct communication. I mean, as a player for 15 years, all I ever wanted was the truth. And the only time you get frustrated as a player is if you don't know, the circumstances. And so I'm constantly talking to our guys and trying to give them the vision for what we're trying to be. And so our guys know, we're going to play a lot of people. We're going to be feisty. We're going to get after it defensively. We're going to sprint the floor. And we've got to stay on that path. It doesn't mean, we're not going to hit some bumps. We for sure are. But, that's when you hit those bumps in the road, that's when you have to stick together as a team. And that's the plan.
Steve, it sounds like everyone in the organization feels the same way. But my gosh, we are just finding Buddy Hield to be a total joy to watch. And I'm left scratching my head because everybody I know who follows the Sacramento Kings, they've been on this guy for years. What is it that you think has made him such a good fit here as opposed to maybe where he wasn't in other places earlier in his career?
Well, remember, he had some good years in Sacramento and signed a big contract and played at a really high level. There's a reason he's been a coveted player. But for most players in the league, fit is everything. And this is a great fit. Our system, our style, the movement. He's a really good movement shooter. He's a lot like Clay and Steph in that he's going to run circles around the defender in order to get an open shot. He's a lot like those guys in that he has no conscience. He's not worried about missing. He's going to keep firing away. And there's a lot of energy that comes with that mentality and that style of play. So He's perfect for what we needed, and great signing by Mike. And I think you hit it on it in the first part of your comments. He's bringing joy to the gym every single day. Everyone loves Buddy. He's having so much fun, and he's bringing a lot of fun to our group
and a lot of joy to the fans who are really enjoying watching him go out there and play with the exuberance and the energy that he plays with. You mentioned fit, and many people thought with Steph back that Jonathan Kuminga would just be back in the starting lineup, but Mark and I were talking about the fit that he seems to have with the second unit. Is this something that you've seen as a positive, not only for JK, but the team, and maybe this could be longer lasting with him coming off the bench?
It's a huge factor for JK to give us what he's giving. And again, everything is about the puzzle fitting. You know, everything is about putting together five men combinations, and we need JK's force and power, and frankly we need it more off the bench than we do in the starting lineup. So I love what I'm seeing. He's handling it great. He obviously wants to start. Everybody wants to start, but if that hasn't impacted his effort and his energy at all. In fact, I think he's looked even better since we've brought him off the bench. I think it suits him well with this team. And so until things change, you know, we'll keep going with this. But I love what we're seeing from JK.
Steve Kerr with us, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Steve, I don't know if you're aware of what Ron Adams said on our station a couple of days ago. I found it to be one of the more interesting things the organization has ever said publicly about Jonathan. He commented that the game against the Rockets last weekend he thought was the best game he has ever played as a Warrior. But then he also told a little bit of the story of where this has been, that when Jonathan started scoring points, he kind of, quote, forgot about defense. Can you shed some light on Jonathan's journey the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, it's I think our fans already know it's been up and down, but it's been, you know, I compare it to the stock market over a 10-year period. It's the trend is up, right? And from the day he walked into our building to now, JK is dramatically better. There's just a lot of growing pains that go into that, especially playing on a championship team his rookie year, you know, playing on a contender the last couple of years where, you know, he's not allowed to make some of the rookie mistakes and young guy mistakes that players on lottery teams are allowed to make. So that's not easy on him, but that's the only way that we can compete as a team and for him to grow into the player that we need to become a championship player. All those things are necessary, and it makes for some uncomfortable moments, you know, where maybe I make a bad decision with a lineup choice. And maybe things don't go well if I do play him. Maybe things, you know, there's always stuff that happens. But the important part of all this is sticking together, continuing to work, and collaborating. And that's what JK and I have done over the last couple of years. That's what we've done organizationally. And I'm really proud of him for just continuing to climb in an environment that, frankly, isn't that easy, you know, playing on a team like this.
And Saturday was a unique challenge where Steph was out injured and Draymond fouled out and Pods fouled out, and yet you turned to overtime and he kind of became the guy. What was said before overtime, and what was your takeaway from just how he performed to kind of lift you guys from, you know, what would have been a tough and embarrassing loss?
Well, it was such a great start to that game, and we were really flowing in the first half, and then second half their defense got into us, and they started switching everything, and you know, those are the games where JK becomes really important, because he has the power and the force to play through all that switching and to get to the rim. And I actually felt pretty good going into the overtime despite the collapse in the second half, because I knew their guys were tired, and we just put our biggest front line out there with Loon and Kyle and JK and spread the floor, and he got downhill a few times, and that was it. And you know, the defense took over. So he really dominated offensively, and the guys did a great job defensively, and very gratifying win, because those games are hard, you know, and they happen a few times a year in either direction, where, you know, you're up 25 and you give up the lead, or maybe vice versa. those games are crucial to pull out, and I thought that was a very important win for us.
Yeah, very important, Steve, and I should point out that only 10 teams have ever blown a 30-plus lead before in an NBA game. So
we did
that
in the playoffs against the Clippers in 19.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, man.
32-point lead in the second half, and we lost a playoff game with Kevin Durant, with Steph Curry, with Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
It happens. It's crazy, yeah. But it can happen.
And you were forgiven later that season, as I recall.
I was what?
You were forgiven when you guys won the title anyway.
I think that was the year we lost at Toronto, but
never mind.
it was still a damn good team, obviously, but the NBA is crazy though. It's that once you lose momentum, and it's why I bring clipboards. It's why I drive our guys hard. It's why I'm demanding of JK and our other young guys. Winning is hard, and the details matter, and you have to focus on those things. Because the minute you let up, that kind of swing can happen.
Forgiveness taken back. We're still mad at you then, Steve. I didn't realize that
didn't
go your way. Hey, how was your conversation we saw it at the end with Jordan Poole last night?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I love Jordan. He's such a good young guy, and he looks really good. You know, I watched a couple of their games leading up to our game, and I was just struck by how confident and strong he looks. He just looks more comfortable, and I'm so happy for him because he did so much for us. He's such a good young guy, and the last couple of years haven't been easy for Jordan for many reasons, but I think he's in a great place, and it was wonderful to see him last night. I thought he played great, and I'll tell you what, Washington has something going. I think they drafted well. They've kind of cleared the decks, and they're building something from scratch. And I was impressed last night, and I think Jordan is a huge part of that.
Well, it's a conversation with Steve Kerr, so if we didn't put you into a rotational math question, I don't know what we'd be doing. So what are you going to do when D'Anthony Melton comes back?
I'm going to play him. He's a hell of a player. And I know that begs the next question. Who doesn't play?
Right.
And as I've said a few times, I've learned in my coaching career, never answer a question until you absolutely have to.
Okay. So
by the time Melt comes back, and hopefully it'll be in Cleveland, maybe it's in OKC, but you never know what else happens at that point. So we'll figure it out when we get there. But Melt's going to be a huge part of our team this year. He's really good.
Okay, so it sounds like maybe some optimism that might be this week for him, huh?
We're hoping. Hoping, but we don't know yet. He's progressing well, but I'm hoping for some time at the end of this trip.
Have you ever coached CYO? Because it feels like you're about to, where everybody gets to play.
That's how this year has been, really. I was thrilled last night to be able to put Lindy out there because I love Lindy. He's such a good player, and he's done so well. He's helped us win, the last four games, and he didn't play in the first half, and I thought, what am I doing? I'm only playing an 11-man rotation, and so that's not enough. I got to play more.
That's so unlike you.
I was happy to get him out there.
Well, Steve, we thank you, and we know you're only watching Boston tape, but we can break this electoral news to you right now. It is 0-0.
Wow, that was really anticlimactic.
You haven't missed anything yet.
All tease, no delivery.
Exactly.
It's so good.
All right, Steve, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, Steve. Okay,
there he goes. That's Steve Kerr right here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
And I know he won't, but if he was to run for office, he's already ready-made with his answers when it comes to politics. And, partisan, he had a little bit of partisanship in there, but his overarching thing
was... Well, I mean, this is somebody who's already, that's already out there, so that's
correct,
not it.
But yeah. I do think that his first couple of thoughts were, right on time and
totally.
Pitch perfect about, can we all just, make this thing work no matter what?
Yeah,
anyway.
Can we get past the whole thing
exactly.
Where at the end of the night we all have to call each other cheaters and all of this stuff?
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I liked what you said, where you're like, remember back in the day where you're just like,
dude.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some, and if you lose, you're like, all right, let's see what happens next. As opposed to either crying or taking to the streets or
going to the
whatever
courts
the hell's
or whatever.
Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Anyhow.
We're sponsored by Safeway, and coming up next, I would love to dive further into that conversation we were having about Buddy Hield. And especially, we did this once last week. I can't figure out what the hell's going on here. Why are there, especially you adorables, why are there fan bases out there that have something against Buddy Hield? He's literally like one of the most enjoyable players off of the bench, at least, I think I can remember seeing in recent memory. I know it's only been 7 games, but I've never watched this much Buddy Hield, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell's wrong with all the people who have been talking about him for the last 6 or 7 years. So can we have that conversation? And a few athletes, by the way, I'd like to compare him to in Bay Area history. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Curry with the ball. Takes it. And a bounce pass to Draymond. He's trapped, back to Curry. Curry for three. Got it. So Stephen Curry, immediate impact since coming back after missing a couple games with a turned ankle.
Now back to Willard and Dibs. Take it away, Mark.
Oh, I'm going to turn the mic on. 888-957. Sorry, there's a lot of distractions today.
There's donuts.
It's the NFL trade deadline.
I'm going to eat it.
Me losing my paperwork.
And then my guy's finally here. I don't even know his name. He shows up on my TV once every 4 years, and he points to little squares and zeroes in on them on certain states and tells you what somebody named Joe did. As opposed to what Joe did 4 years ago.
There's a lot of counties in this country.
There's a lot.
And my mom used to do a
there
thing.
A lot of counting.
My mom used to quiz me on, I think there are 56 California counties. And there was a time when I knew all of them.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, it was a
thing. That's wild.
It was a thing that she and I did. My mom, rest in peace, Sue Dibley, she would cook dinner, and my safe haven was to sit on the stool in the kitchen with the dictionary, and I would thumb through any page and pick the hardest word and try to pronounce it, and she would know the definition.
She would know the definition.
Every single time. And she'd be cooking for the six of us. And
wow, how old did you say you were? Eight?
Probably seven.
Okay.
Or eight.
Like, what's a hard word to an 8-year-old is not a hard word to an adult.
No, it is when you're a smart 8-year-old and you would find the hardest word and you would try to pronounce it and she would know it. And then she would teach me how to pronounce it and I would learn it. And meanwhile, Heckel and Jekyll and the other Jekyll would be either starting fires or breaking windows. And so my safe haven was with my mom. And so
that's great.
One of the things we would do is we would talk about all the counties in California, and I would try to learn them all. And there are 50-something. I want to say 56. I'm probably wrong.
But I could name at least six of them, I bet.
You could probably name 20 of them easy. There's nine in the Bay Area, the nine-county Bay Area.
Okay.
I would hope you could name all nine of those.
Contra Costa.
Is one.
Yep.
Yep.
San Francisco.
Sure.
San Mateo.
Yep. Where you live.
Marin.
Thank you.
Yep. And then, sure, there are others. We're really going to do this.
Sonoma.
From memory.
So,
yes.
Alameda.
Sonoma. Santa Clara.
That's seven.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark Grandy.
How far does the Bay Area go? You know what I mean?
That becomes the question.
Yeah.
Napa would be one, and okay. Solano would be the other. There's your nine.
Isn't Kern a county up north?
That's more in like San Bernardino. That's Bakersfield. Kern is, yeah.
It's south.
Yeah.
And east. I don't know. You know what I can do, though? You know what my stupid pet trick is?
Talk to me.
I know all the state capitals.
All of them?
All of them. I don't know if I still do. I think
all 48?
I do. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I drew maps for some reason as a kid. I like got someone gave me a state book, and I'm like, I'm going to trace it. And I just traced all of them, and then I learned all the state capitals.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
It was a memorization sensation.
That's a buck, yeah.
And then it sticks, and it's worth nothing to me now. Worth absolutely nothing.
As a kid, that's the kind of thing that's kind of cool. You know?
It was that and birds. I like birds.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'd go bird watching sometimes. Out there on the levee in Foster City, a lot of egrets and herons and stuff like that
hanging out there. I had no idea.
There, check them out.
Secret hip-hop knowledge and secret bird knowledge.
That's right.
I learn more about you each and every day.
Well, I'm a closed book. Anyway, 888-957-9570. Can I get this this takeoff, and then we'll go out to the phones. And Brett, you'll be first. Stay right where you are. If you don't love Buddy Hield, what the hell is going on with you? That's a you thing. And I'm mad at myself. How long has Buddy Hield been in the league? How long has Buddy been around?
Yeah, easy 10.
Eight?
Easy
more?
10.
Okay, Lynn, now I got to look it up. Now I got to look it up.
Do your take and I'll find the actual number.
Buddy Hield.
He started in 17.
Okay, so.
This is year 9.
I'm mad at myself for not realizing this sooner, and I guess not. Like, I've watched him play for years. Sure, league pass, the whole deal, Sacramento, you know, where else has he played? I know that Indiana more
Pelicans.
Recently, there was the Philadelphia there at the end of last year. I've watched Buddy Hield, and I've always just been like, yeah, this is a nice player, he's a shooter. But for whatever reason, there's just that buzz that's in the sky. And the buzz from Sacramento, and I even had when he got acquired by the Warriors, some of my Kings people were like, oh gosh, they hate him up here. They hate him. And I'm like, okay, gosh, I wonder why, but okay, there's got to be a reason. Does he not play defense? Is he a 2-cent head? Does he not know where to go with the ball? Does he got a bad attitude? I'm like wondering, what is it that y'all, and they'd have their answer or whatever, and I'm like, all right. So sort of stepped into the Buddy Hield experience with one eyebrow up. Like, what are we all going to think about this guy? And you know what changed? Not my thoughts about Buddy Hield. What changed was my thoughts of Kings fans. What's the matter with all of you? Like, do you understand this is just an inferiority complex that you have? But then, by extension, let me also say this. Maybe Buddy's a little bit different here. And I immediately started thinking, and again, I know it's only 7 games in, but I started thinking of the likes of Andrew Wiggins and Jimmy Garoppolo, and maybe not as great of an example, but Pablo Sandoval. And where I'm going with this is players who were good here and then just not that great elsewhere. A perfect fit here that was not a perfect fit in other places. And I'm wondering if that's what Buddy Hield is, and if Buddy is now getting ready for a good little run here for the remainder of his career, still in his early 30s, but a good little run here with the Warriors, because this fits like a glove.
It seems to fit like a glove, and it's a small sample size, but you heard Steve Kerr on with us just a little bit ago talking about the energy, the exuberance, the unconscious nature with which he shoots the ball, and so far, in a small sample, he's been amazing. He's averaging a career high, 21.9, small sample. He's shooting 50% from three, small sample, but he's shooting 9 threes a game. So it's not like he's shooting 1 3 a game. The man is out there jacking it up from everywhere, and he is on the season right now, 33 of 66 from three. That's pretty good,
Mark.
That's
50%.
That's going to work. But I also look at Buddy Hield for his career, and he's drafted by New Orleans, and he doesn't even make it to the deadline, and he's traded to the Kings. And he goes to Sacramento, and he plays well. They give him an extension, and they get to the deadline again in 2022, and he gets traded with Tyrese Halliburton and one of the various Kardashians, Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson, to Indiana for Justin Holiday, Jeremy Lamb, and Domantas Sabonis. I'm sure Sacramento loved that trade. They got Domantas Sabonis as a result. And then 2 years later, at the deadline, he's again traded by Indiana to Philadelphia, and he lasts there for 5 months, and then he's traded again in July. So a guy who's been traded four times in 9 years, and he's now on his fifth team in 9 years, it makes you think a certain thing about a player. It makes you think about a journeyman or a guy who doesn't seem to fit in wherever he is. Whatever the reason for all of that being, for me, you put it aside based on what we've seen so far through seven games. And if you want to talk about like the fan poll of Golden State Warriors right now, this year, seven games in, he's either number three or number two.
Might be number two. I mean, Jonathan Kuminga, Steph is Steph, so I guess that's a set aside.
And Draymond is still beloved.
Yeah, and I mean, like,
and
Jonathan,
Pods is, people Jonathan, love Pods.
For sure. Kuminga gets the most discussion, the most intrigue, has the wow factor. I think people have such eyes on that to see how it's going to go in the contract year and all that. But yeah. Something about, I mean, look, and I don't even know how sustainable this is, but
right,
like, he's
right.
Their leading scorer. He's averaging almost 22 points a game, 50% from threes. That's not,
it's bananas.
I don't think that's sustainable. So maybe he's not going to average 22 a game, but I think 18 or 19 is on the table, and he's
for
done
sure.
He's done that before in this league.
It's funny because I asked a good friend of mine, somebody who I've been friends with for a long time, and, you know, we were lucky enough to get jerseys gifted to us when we did those live shows last week. You got a Wiggins, I got a Kuminga. And I asked this really, really old good friend of mine as a quiz, who's your favorite Warrior? Thinking that this individual would say Jonathan Kuminga, because I thought that, you know, she profiled in that direction. But and it was a quiz, because if she would have guessed Kuminga, I was going to give her the Kuminga. Her answer, Buddy Hield.
So
and
she ended up losing out on a free jersey by answering the wrong question?
I said, wow.
Oh, my God. That's kind of like the people down on the floor when they're like, get the answer right. And then everyone's yelling the answer, and you get the wrong answer, and you get some, like, parting gift,
yes,
gift bag.
Exactly.
That's got, like, I don't know, some free hand wipes in it or
pretty
something.
Pretty cool, huh? And I thought for sure that she would have said Kuminga, because she profiles and she's always loved Kuminga, but five games in, it was Buddy Hield.
What's that mean, she profiles as a Kuminga fan?
She is somebody who has visited multiple African countries, and she's been a Kuminga fan since he became a Warrior four years ago.
So you knew that already?
I knew that she loved Kuminga.
I didn't know what the profile of a Kuminga fan was.
She likes Kuminga.
Okay.
She profiles as a Kuminga fan.
Someone who likes Kumingas.
But Buddy Hield has rocketed past Kuminga. And I said, great answer, wrong answer, you lose.
You lose.
Good day, ma'am.
Huh.
You get nothing, you lose.
Yeah, you didn't get a Hield jersey.
Had I would have kept it.
Yeah, well.
Because you know I'm a big-time Buddy fan.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and I'm getting texts about him. Everybody's really excited about this guy. They're really excited about Buddy Hield. So that's kind of a fun question. Like, what is it? And you know, okay, 22 points a game. He makes a lot of threes. There's got to be more to it, though, for him to have sort of captured the focus of the Warrior fan base this much seven games in. This much. And as we get ready for a week from tonight, the biggest Tuesday in November by far.
What's happening, Mark?
Klay Thompson's coming back.
That Klay Thompson?
That Klay Thompson. And what I hear for a lot of people, they don't want to, nobody's going to say, oh gosh, you know, like, I don't even miss him. Nobody's going to say that because it's rude. But when you're watching Buddy Hield play right now, try to make the point that he's not doing so far exactly all of the things that you wanted Klay Thompson to be able to do. and he's doing them. The only difference is he's not doing it as a starter.
Well, and the thing about it, and I'm glad you said that, because I was just thinking about Buddy replacing Clay, and no one will ever replace Clay, but the things that Buddy's doing beyond the makes, the way he's acting is what we remember Clay. Like, that's what we remember from Clay. Like, that sort of... And it's not brain dead, because both are very smart, intelligent basketball players, but they both play with a certain amount of unconsciousness of, I'm going to shoot it, and it's either going to go in or it's not. But Buddy has this certain, like, goofy joy almost. And I remember that from Clay, not last year, but
yes.
And that's, to me, like, Buddy is showing us what Clay used to be.
He might be someone who at some point this year uses the phrase holy cannoli.
Exactly.
That could happen. I'm not going to bet on it, but that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Holy cannoli.
Exactly.
It's crazy. Yeah. Wow. And by the way, Buddy Hield was on the Jim Rome show earlier today, and his answers were just restaurant quality. Wait until you hear some of these. We're going to play them for you. But first, Brett Walnut Creek. Hi, Brett. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Guys, really, really enjoying the show. And before I jump into my love of Buddy Hield, I'm just going to throw out two states for you. I want you to name the capitals for me, please.
Okay.
Pressure.
New Hampshire.
Oh,
New Hampshire.
Crap. Okay. Can you go to the... Hold on. What's your second one, Brett?
Vermont.
Vermont is Montpelier.
Oui.
Right? Okay, that's Vermont. Now back
well
to
done.
The other one.
Well done.
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
No, it's not. You're giving me the capital of Delaware.
I'll even give you a hint. It's a city in the East Bay.
Dublin?
Wait a minute.
Concord.
Let me,
Concord.
See, let me think. Well, no, I got Brett. Hold on.
Brett, hold on.
First of
that's
all,
on me.
I take the L.
I'm going to take the
that's
L.
That's my L.
But it's on me.
But it was kind of like throwing a pick where you hit the receiver in the hands and it bounced off their hands. This Jamoke across from me is mouthing to me, Dover.
I'm and pointing I'm, to my dog.
I'm like, dog, that's the capital of Delaware. I already know that. He didn't say.
Darn
so
it.
I got very distracted, but
yeah,
Brett,
that's on me, Brett.
I know. I want to take accountability. I was the one who said I can do them, and I didn't do it, so it's on me, Brett.
Thank you, Brett.
I still love you, man, but I'm going to give you my comparison of Buddy Hield. First of all, I absolutely loved this guy when he came out of college. I mean, this guy was, I'm not going to quite say he was supposed to be Michael Jordan, but he was the man. I'm going to tell you who he reminds me of. And it's not a basketball player. It's a football player. It's Baker Mayfield.
Ooh.
It's a guy that came out. It's like he was supposed to be all that, and he wasn't all that. He went to his team. He didn't kind of get, he didn't kind of forge it. He kind of had an attitude. Him aligning with Steve Kerr, him aligning with Steph Curry, him aligning with the Golden State Warriors, and I'm going to tip my cap to Mr. Dunleavy. One of the greatest pickups the Warriors have made in their history. I love the pickup. I think he's just, it's just the right fit. And again, it's kind of like Baker Mayfield. He found himself. He's a leader now. And now Buddy Hield, I mean, what a great six man. Love to hear you guys' comments.
Well, first, what's the capital of Montana, Brett?
Come on, Helen.
Okay. Well, no, not Helen. Helena. But anyway, Brett, close enough. You win.
And that's on me. It's like last night when...
No, it's on me. It's on me.
There was a foul
Concord,
that was committed, and Moses Moody and Steph were both there, and Moses immediately was like, I didn't foul.
No,
and the ref's like, oh, yeah, that's on Steph.
No, but it's kind of like the Intuit Dome where everybody, like, I'm shooting a free throw, and everybody's waving thunder sticks at me, and then I'm going to blame that on the loss. No, it's on me. It's
my bad. I was pointing at the donut so that you would know.
I knew you were saying Dover, but I knew that Dover was the capital of Delaware.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I knew that wasn't it, and so then I'm like,
wait,
what is?
Those damn 13 colonies get me every time. Totally.
All right, 888-957-9570. You want to hear from Buddy? Talking about exactly what we're talking about, the fit with Golden State on the Jim Rome Show.
Fitting situation. And something I've been done for a long time, but
also getting the recognition, but also playing to a team that wants to emphasize the three balls and complement my movement, you know. And I watch these guys all my career. I mean, in college, you know, I go to the NBA games when they came in town, Oklahoma, and watch them play. So it was just, I studied them. I always wanted to play in that type of system that they that they apply to the game. And you know, I always tell everybody, if it wasn't with Steph Curry, I probably wouldn't have been drafted the sixth pick because of my shooting. But you know, I'm just happy to be here, and I'm just glad to keep building.
I'm just happy to be here. And by the way, I think this is the one that really caught your attention. Listen to what he said with regard to the way Steve Kerr coaches him.
Steve does a great job managing the guys, though. That's just the great thing about it. Like, you know, like, there's no egos involved, and he delivers the message really simple, and it's very direct, and there's no hard feelings, and all the guys respect it, and all the guys know what's at stake, and they all know anybody can come in and fill each and everybody's role, and Steve is just a good job. It's just like coaching us, and keeping us even keel, and just letting them know it's like, man, he's riding a hot hand, and whoever group is rolling, he's going to stick with them, and no hard feelings, because you all guys are deserving to play. So Steve is doing a great job with just like getting this message across for the players, and everybody's comfortable. That's why we judge. And it makes a lot of sense right now.
He said no hard feelings yeah. Twice.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, even Steve sort of slipped this into his conversation in giving all kinds of compliments to Jonathan Kuminga. He did say, just literally 20 minutes ago, yeah, Jonathan wants to start. Like, that's not gone. So I don't know if Jonathan is 100% no hard feelings, but it also doesn't matter because he is reacting well and producing.
Yeah, and that's why I asked Steve about that going forward, and he said, well, while it's working, we're going to stick with it.
Yep.
And so I would imagine that tomorrow at Boston that Jonathan Kuminga will still come off the bench. And if the lineup is much like it was last night, which was a little bit of a surprise. You and I talked about who the fifth would be, and it turned out to be GP2,
yes,
along with Steph and right, Draymond and Wiggins and TJD. And so maybe that is the lineup they go with again against Boston, because Boston's got a lot of really good wing players, and so GP2 kind of fits that profile of a good wing defender. Wiggins is the same. Draymond, a good defender. TJD, rim protector. So that might be something that you see again.
Or that fifth spot might rotate. Might be GP2 some nights. Might
Moody,
be Moody
yeah,
some nights. Might be DeAnthony Melton when he comes back. I don't know. I doubt that. But who knows? You know, that could be kind of a rotating thing. Couple other Buddy Hield things that we want to play for you, including he was asked, does he feel pressure to replace Klay Thompson? We'll play those for you in just a sec. But first, Filmo Mike is on the line, and Filmo is the front of the line. Filmo, what's going on, man?
Oh, what's up with it, man? Mark Willard. I had a comparison to Steiny, but I forgot you guys are not Steiny.
We're not.
But
we do know him. We know him.
You guys love him and know him and all that, but nah. But my thing was free agent pickup acquisitions, great topic. Just little nuggy nug. Y'all like to say nuggy nug. Nuggy Nug, when Klay Thompson was asked who's his favorite player coming out of the draft, I believe his name was Buddy Hield. It either was that or he said, who mostly reminds you of him, I think it was Buddy Hield. With that being said, Buddy Hield, great free agent acquisition. My question is, who do you think goes down in some of the Warriors' history as great free agent pickup acquisitions? I got Mo Spates. I got Livingston. Was Iggy Dollar free agent, or was he a trade? I think he was a trade, right?
Iguodala was a free, it was a sign and trade, so it was a free agent
okay,
acquisition.
Gotcha.
But yes, there was a transaction there. I think somewhat similar to, I mean, Kevin Durant's the first name that comes to my mind, Filmo.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about, like, you know, that type of Barry Bonds landing. I'm just talking about, you know, little in between the cracks. He, you know, who else? We didn't have a good year. But he was a good free agent pickup for about 4 weeks. Danny Fortson. Real Warrior fans know what's up.
I loved Danny Fortson, man. I loved Danny. I was a big fan of Danny in college. What about, hey, yes, Filmo, what about Livingston?
Yeah.
Oh, Livingston was awesome because you never knew what you were going to get. He had played a couple of good years in, what, Brooklyn? And then I always love, like, a lot of the players that the Warriors have been getting, sort of like even Bielitsa. Who was last year that didn't work out? Jermichael Green.
Oh no!
Some
last
of the players,
year
they don't work out. They were all
Dario Saric.
Like yeah, Saric is the one last
Dario
year.
Saric.
Yep, exactly.
By the way, about five games into the year, we were loving Dario Saric last year.
We were. But now Livingston panned out, and hopefully, Buddy Hield don't pull a Saric. Hopefully he doesn't. They don't seem like he is, but hopefully he doesn't.
I don't think so. Philmo, thanks, man. We love it when you call. Appreciate it so much. Okay, Buddy Hield on Jim Rome was asked, does he put pressure on himself to replace Clay? We'll have that for you around the corner, along with Doc Pandya. Christian McCaffrey is back at practice. Dre Greenlaw is looming and is out at practice. We will get to those and much more. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. It's Willard and Dibbs.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.